ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् शान्तिः. सो पञ्चदशी, द फोर्थ चैप्टर, 39th वर्स. तात्कालिकद्वैतशान्तावप्यागामिजनिक्षयः ब्रह्मज्ञानं विना न स्यात् इति वेदान्तरिन्दिमः. तात्कालिक द्वैत शान्तावप्यागामि जनिक्षयः ब्रह्मज्ञानं विना न स्यात् इति वेदान्तरिन्दिमः. सि तात्कालिक द्वैतशान्तिः. तात्कालिकं मीन्स् टेम्पररि. तात्कालिक द्वैतशान्तिः. Here the word shantihi does not mean peace, it means resolution. Dvaita shantihi means resolution of duality. Dvaita shantihi means resolution of duality. So when is duality resolved? We can understand what is resolution of duality first. So in waking state, there is experience of duality. We can never undo the experience of duality. The experience of duality is always there. Always there in the sense, we need not undo duality. We cannot undo duality. Once you wake up from sleep, there is duality. There's a knower known duality. In dream also, there's a dream duality. In waking, there's waking duality. In dream, there is dream duality. This duality is now a known duality, is there. It's not unreal. Duality is not unreal. But duality is also not absolutely real. The problem is, because for us, duality is always experienced in waking and also in dream, we think duality is real. That is our problem. So, dvaitam satyam or dvaitam mithya. So, duality is not asat or tucham. Duality is not satyam, but duality is mithya. You mistake the mithya duality to be satyam. Okay, mistake it to be satyam. It is only relatively real. It is not unreal, but it is absolutely not real. Absolutely, there is no such a thing called non-dual. There is no such a thing called duality. That is why, and we say, absolutely what is satyam, what is non-duality. Once you understand what is absolutely real, and from the standpoint of absolute reality, we can negate this perception, this experience of duality as mithya. That negation of the experience of duality as mithya in the wake of what is absolutely real is dvaita shantihi. Okay, that happens only in jnanam. Without physically undoing the duality. And I already said we need not undo duality. But still, what is resolution of duality? If we understand, if we have clear understanding of, clear vision of the what is absolutely real. What is absolutely real is non-dual reality. So in the wake of the clear vision of what is absolutely real and how absolute reality is non-dual. So in the wake of knowledge of non-dual reality, this duality being mithya can be understood. The understanding of mithyatvam of duality. Please listen. Understanding of mithyatvam of duality is also dvaita shantihi. That is jnanam. Really resolution, cognitively resolving duality. That is cognitive resolution, not physically, not nothing is done. Apart from that, there's also temporarily this duality, once to cognitively resolve duality in the wake of the urge of non-dual reality, that is permanent. That you can never, in spite of experiencing the duality, you can say it is mithya. In spite of experiencing the duality, you can say it is mithya. That is jnanam. But there's a time when you temporarily resolve duality. It's called tatkalika dvaita shantihi. Not nitya dvaita shantihi, the tatkalika dvaita shantihi. Permanently resolving the duality. It's a temporarily resolving the duality. That happens effortlessly in sleep and also in death. When a person faints, temporarily duality is resolved. When a person falls asleep, temporarily duality is resolved. Once you fall asleep, still there is knower, there is known, but still you do not know there is duality. Even in deep sleep state, there is knower and there is known. That's why knower known in deep sleep state is said to be a state of experience. Because there is experiencer and there is experience. The duality is there. But you do not know that there is experience of duality in deep sleep state. Because I'm experiencer, the word that's experienced, that you do not know. Therefore, that in deep sleep state, there's a temporarily duality is resolved. Similarly, when a person dies also, until he is born, the duality is temporarily resolved. So always 100% Swamiji made very clear, after death, until you are born, the experience will be like a deep sleep state experience. Like a deep sleep state experience. How you are in sleep, so you'll be in death also. So for the person who dies, no pain, nothing is, no harm, nothing happens, only body goes. And he'll get a new body anyway. But the people who are around the person will be unhappy and sad, they'll miss the physical presence of the person. That's why death is, death causes pain. A different thing. Anyway, what I want to understand is temporary resolution of duality. Tatkalika dvaita shantihi. Tatkalika dvaita shantihi. So, even though there is temporary resolution of duality, tatkalika dvaita shantau api. If you break shantau api, shantau api. Even though there is temporary resolution of duality, agami janikshayaha nasyat. So temporarily duality is resolved. That doesn't mean agami janikshayaha. In death also, the duality is resolved temporarily, like in sleep. Even if you fall asleep, But still duality is not resolved for good. Again, when the paradha and the karma wakes you up, again duality comes. It is not permanent. Again you are woken up, duality is not resolved for good. It temporarily resolved. So also when a person dies, the temporary duality is resolved. That does not mean again there will not be agami, the future birth. Even though duality is resolved temporarily in sleep, in death, like in sleep, that does not mean a person will not have future aga, future birth, rebirth. Still, the rebirth is definite. So, agami janikshayaha nasyat. Jani means birth. Kshayaha means, okay, say removal, elimination. Janikshayaha means not being born again. Agami janikshayaha means again being born or being born again in future, assuming a new body, na syat is not possible. Because we may say, oh, why do you have to work very hard to attain jnanam, knowledge of non-duality? Why should you really work hard to resolve duality? Because whenever you fall asleep, the duality goes. But the problem is, again, duality comes. It's a temporary resolution of duality. It's called Tatkalika Dvaita Shantihi. So also in sleep, so also in death, you leave the physical, the mind departs, leave the physical body, body gets disintegrated, and the mind continues to be in sleep. The mind cannot be functional until it assumes another body. The mind is like exactly like in deep sleep state. Then there is a Dvaita Shanti. So the answer is, Tatkalika Dvaita Shantau Api. Even though there's a temporarily there is resolution of duality, still agami janikshayaha nasyat. Agami janikshayaha means, I told you, the rebirth, jani means jananam, birth. Janikshayaha, the future not being born again, agami, okay, later on, again, is not possible. What does it mean? One has to be born again. One will be born again. Definitely. See, look at how authentic. After death also, there will be again, assuming a body, one will be born. So being born again, assuming a body, is what? Again having experience of duality. This experience of duality cannot be physically given up at all. That's what is said. And okay, then how can we resolve duality for good? So temporarily duality is resolved, but even then we cannot undo duality at all. Definitely there'll be assumption of a body, again there'll be birth again, then there'll be again experience of duality, and we'll mistake the experience of duality to be absolute reality. Therefore, samsara will continue to be there. There's no way of resolving duality permanently, physically, but definitely we can permanently resolve duality cognitively. Cognitively, permanently, resolving duality is possible. Physically, we need not undo duality at all. How can we resolve duality? Brahmajnanena vina, brahmajnanam vina. You learned this expression, vina can go with third case or second case. Brahmajnanena vina, brahmajnanam vina. Without the knowledge of absolute reality obtaining as the self, brahmajnanam vina, without the knowledge of the reality, without the knowledge of reality implied by the term Brahman, without Brahma Jnanam, Agami Janikshayaha Nasyat. Future avoidance of rebirth, thereby freedom from the resolution of duality. Permanent resolution of duality is not possible at all. Agami janikshayaha, the avoidance of future rebirth, thereby resolution of the permanent resolution of duality is not possible at all. Without Brahma Jnanam. Why this is taught here? Because why should we work very hard for Brahma Jnanam if moksha is only in the non-duality is moksha and duality is bondage, if you say, then why should you work hard to resolve duality? Every day you fall asleep, there's resolution of duality. In death, also there's resolution of duality. So why can't we say that? That's what says they're all temporary. Even though there's temporarily duality is resolved in death, like in sleep, that doesn't mean you can escape from being born again. Being born again means again having the experience of duality. Beautiful, that is, that's fine. No, having the experience of duality is wonderful. The problem is the experience of duality is mistaken to be reality. That is the problem. We are not able to see how experience of duality is mithya. Mistake it to be absolutely real. Therefore, and we go through all pairs of opposite suffering in life. We cannot escape experience of pairs of opposites also. And then therefore, samsara is inevitable. Samsara is inevitable. So how can you resolve, free yourself from samsara? It means only when you resolve, only when there is permanent resolution of duality, that is possible, not physically. You do not resolve duality permanently. But cognitively, you can resolve duality permanently. And that is possible. Even physically, also you can avoid when you're not born again. And for us, one must attain Videha Mukti. And for us to not to be born again, thereby to have even physically also not to have, to have this duality resolved for good. Definitely not to be born again. And not to have experience of duality, not to mistake it to be real, and not to be affected by samsara. The only way is Brahma Jnanam. Brahma Jnanam Vina. See, other than knowledge of reality, there's no way of escaping samsara. No way of escaping from samsara. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. So that means Vedanta declares boldly, authentically, come on, there is nasyat. It is not possible. agami janikshayaha nasyat. Future rebirth cannot be avoided at all. It means samsara. Agami janikshayaha implies the resolution of samsara for good is not possible at all without Brahma Jnanam. Okay. Tatkalika dvaita shanta vapyagami janikshayaha. You break it. Tatkalika dvaita shanta vapi. Agami janikshayaha. Brahma jnanam vinanasyat. Iti Vedanta dindimaha. So Vedanta really declares this fact. So again, it is an emphasis of the fact jnana deva kaivalyam. Attainment of moksha is impossible other without discovering the truth obtaining as one's own self. Knowledge is the only means of discovering freedom. That fact is emphasized here. Anivritte pisha srishte dvaite tasya mrishatmatam buddha brahma dvayam bodham shakyam vastvaikya vadinaha. Anivritte pisha srishte, anivritte pisha srishte dvaite tasya mrishatmatam buddha brahma dvayam bodham shakyam vastvaikya vadinaha. Anivritte pisha srishte dvaite tasya mrishatmatam buddha brahma dvayam bodham shakyam vastvaikya vadinaha. So here anivritte api isha srishte dvaite anivritte api isha srishte dvaite tasya mrishatmatam buddhaha brahma advayam bodham shakyam vastvaikyavadinaha. See, this is some beautiful verse again. Here, Vidyaranya Swami gives an answer assuming a given doubt of a Purvapakshi. Which means, what could have been the Purvapakshi's doubt and what is the doubt that is eliminated here by Vidyaranya Swami in this verse. We'll understand. Suppose we repeatedly say, already we have seen Brahma Jnanad, Brahma Jnanam Vina Agami Janikshayaha Nasyat. So Agami Janikshayaha. Agami Jani means future birth, which means samsara. It stands for samsara. Rebirth implies samsara. Agami Janihi means punarjanma, rebirth. Agami Jani means punarjanma, rebirth. And resolution of rebirth means freedom from samsara. Agami Janikshayaha means freedom from samsara. So freedom from samsara, freedom from bondage is not possible without Brahma Jnanam. That was said earlier. So now we can act. Without knowledge, without Brahma Jnanam, freedom from bondage is not possible. Agami Janikshayaha is equal to freedom from bondage. Vina Brahma Jnanam Nasyat. It is not possible. Then here the Pura Pakshis doubt may come here. So what is his doubt? If you say knowledge of reality, knowledge of Brahman alone will free a person from bondage, without it, without the Brahma Jnanam, moksha is impossible, then I want to know Brahman. What is with Brahman? How Brahman is? What is the nature of that reality, Brahman? Then, suppose the teacher has to, the Vedanta teacher has to give this answer to a Purupakshi. Brahman is, all that is there is only Brahma. So all this must be understood before going to into this verse. So then the answer must be what? All that is there is only Brahma. This is what Upanishad says. If you ask what is Brahma, what is the nature of Brahma, all that is here is only Brahma. There is no second thing other than Brahma. This is what generally Upanishads teach. So all that is there is only Brahma. There is no second thing other than Brahma. So then the doubt of the Purapakshi is, how can we undo duality? If you say all that is there is only Brahma, if you say this knowledge of Brahman, then before him the doubt comes. The knowledge of reality, there's no way of knowledge of reality helping resolve the duality, because you cannot undo the experience of duality. The dvaita prapancha, the knower known duality, the dvaita prapancha, the world of plurality, dvaita prapancha will be there, always is there. So as long as there's experience of duality, there's experience of world of duality, so long will there be duality, which means it's impossible. Therefore, according to him, what he thinks, if knowledge of non-duality alone will free us from bondage, there's no way of removing, negating the world of duality. Therefore, to accomplish that moksha, we have to completely eradicate this world of duality. So how is it possible to avoid, how is it possible to totally remove this experience of duality? How is it possible? How can we resolve this experience of duality and the world of duality? Dvaita prapanchasya nasham kartam katham shakyam. How can we completely remove the world of duality? That is his question. Okay, that's what now we have to understand. We also saw that. The previous verse, which was the answer was given. The world of duality, or the experience of duality, cannot be negated, resolved, need not be resolved, physical. Physical resolution of duality is impossible. We need not. If we understand what is absolutely real, in the light of the knowledge of absolute reality, we can easily, cognitively negate this experience of duality as mithya. That is possible. This cognitive resolution of duality as mithya in the wake of the knowledge of absolute reality. That is possible. Not physical resolution. Without undoing the world, we can still cognitively appreciate. It's like seeing the wave, seeing the ocean, seeing the plurality of waves, seeing the duality of wave-ocean duality, division. Still you can, without undoing the plurality of waves, without undoing the wave-ocean difference, still you can say there is no, absolutely there is no wave or ocean, there is no wave-ocean difference, there is no the plurality of waves. All that is there is only water. It is physically undoing the ocean, undoing the differences. You can simply say, cognitively you can appreciate this fact if you know water being the only truth of everything. Similarly here, without undoing the knower known duality, the world of duality, the experience of duality, cognitively you can just say, the knower is mithya, known is mithya, knower status is mithya, known is mithya, knower known duality is mithya, the world of the Dvaita Prapancha is mithya. How can say? In the wake of the vision of what is absolutely real. This absolutely real consciousness, without which knower cannot be there, known cannot be there, which is the only truth of knower and the known, we can say, we can cognitively resolve the duality. So, if you understand the word, the duality is mithya, that is enough. Understanding the fact of experience of duality being mithya is, in fact, in the vehicle of the truth is Advaita Siddhi. Advaita Siddhi means accomplishment of non-duality, knowledge of non-duality being absolutely real. Therefore, it is said here, Anivritte Api Isha Srishte. Now, I'm coming back to the question, it is seeing the mantra. Are you following? Okay. Anivritte api isha srishte. Isha srishtam dvaitam. See, it's all sati saptami. I have to teach you in language class. See, isha srishtam dvaitam. Isha srishtam dvaitam means the world of duality, the experience of the inevitable, unavoidable experience of world of duality, the knower known duality. Duality, it is not our creation. It is the creation of the Lord. What is naturally there is creation of the Lord. Isha Srishtam Dvaitam. This world, the experience of duality is the world of duality is created by Bhagavan. Isha Srishtam. Isha Srishtam means don't think it's created. What is naturally already there is looked upon as Ishvara's creation. And this world of duality cannot be physically resolved, negated at all. Physically destroyed at all. physically it cannot be removed at all. Anivritte api isha srishte dvaite. It's true. Yes. Why should we break our head to undo duality, world of duality? Why should we break? If we try to do and it is swimming against the current, it will never happen. The way Adishankar Bhagavad Pada 100 times says many places, we cannot undo duality. We need not undo duality. Dvaitasya upashamaha is not possible at all. Then what is possible then? Dvaitam is mistaken to be satyam. That's what we understood in even Mandukya Upanishad. The second chapter, of Karikas is correctly what? Mithyatvam of Jagat, Vaitatya Prakranam. There it is made mentioned very clearly. The whole chapter is for first to understand how Jagat is Mithya. Jagat is Mithya means the world of duality, the world of plurality is definitely not Satyam, not real. It is not unreal, nor is it real, but definitely it is Mithya. So Vaitatya Prakranam actually is only to establish how it is Mithya. Because we are experiencing all the time. So what is available for experience is very difficult to say it is not real. That is why whole chapter is dedicated for establishing Mithyatvam. How it is Mithya, the world is Mithya. Therefore, here we cannot undo duality, physically destroying the world. Physically undoing the experience of duality is not at all possible. We need not do it. Like what I gave example, we need not undo the waves. We need not undo the plurality of waves. We need not undo the wave-ocean difference to say, oh, what is there is only water. If you understand the water being the only reality, from the standpoint of the water, we can say how wave is Mithya, ocean is Mithya, wave-ocean difference is Mithya. The plurality of waves also is Mithya. And what is only water? Similarly, if we understand what is absolutely real, in the wake of the knowledge of absolute reality, without physically undoing, we can, even though Isha Srishte Dvai Api Anivritte Isha Srishte Api, even though physically not resolvable, Anivritta means Anivritte Dvaita Srishte Ishwara Srishte, even though the experience of duality, the world of duality created by Lord, which is naturally there, cannot be physically negated at all. Tasya Mrishatmatam. Mrishatmata means Mithyatvam. See another word. Mrisha means not real. Opposite of Satyam is Mrisha. So Mrishatvam means Mithyatvam. You're learning. You learned already Vaitatyam, Mithyatvam, Mrishatvam. All synonyms. Mithya is very popularly known. Mrisha, wouldn't have heard much. So Mrishatvam means Mithyatvam. Vaitatyam means the experience of duality being Mithya. The experience of duality being Mithya. Mrishatmata. Tasya Mrishatmata means the Mithyatvam of the universe. The world, the experience of duality, the world of duality being Mithya can be understood. See, Buddhaha, Brahma Advayam Buddhaha. Brahma Advayam Bodham Shakyam.
Brahma Advayam Bodhum Shakyam means what? Shakya means possible. What is possible? To know. Bodhum Shakyam. It is possible to know. Bodhum is infinitive. It is possible to know, possible to understand non-dual reality, a non-duality of reality. Advayam Brahma means Advayam non-dual. Advayam Brahma non-dual reality. Advayam Brahma Bodhum Shakyam. It is possible to know non-dual reality. It is possible to know non-dual reality means what? Through Shastra Pramanam, by following the methods of unfoldment, when exposed to the teaching, definitely it is possible to arrive at the absolutely non-dual reality. When you arrive at what is absolutely, when you arrive at the non-dual reality, and we can understand this non-dual reality alone absolutely real. Non-dual, what is non-dual reality here? The formless abstract truth obtaining in the form of pure knowledge or pure consciousness is one secondless non-dual. And this, when you, and this knowledge of, it is possible to understand, the knowledge of reality is possible. It is possible to arrive at this non-dual reality. Advayam Brahma, non-dual reality, Bodhum Shakyam. It is possible. Without undoing the duality, it is possible to arrive at what is non-dual, absolutely real, and what is non-dual reality. It is possible. We need not really undo all the waves to say what is there is only water. Without Isha Srishte Dvaite Anivritte Api, even if it is not possible to eliminate the world of duality, without eliminating it, it is possible for us to arrive at non-dual reality. So Brahma, Advayam Brahma Bodhum Shakyam. Advayam Brahma Bodhum Shakyam means it is definitely possible to arrive at what is non-dual reality. Non-dual reality Brahma. And once you arrive at the non-dual reality, what is absolutely real? And from the standpoint of what is absolutely real, we can understand Mrishatmata. You can understand the Mrishatmata. You can understand the duality being Mithya. It's because they think we have to completely remove. It is like saying, suppose imagine the Purupakshi says, I want to remove all the waves. I want to remove all the wave ocean difference. Then I want to say what is there is only Satyam, water. Is it possible? No. We need not undo anything. We can simply let it. Here also, it is nowhere known duality, the world of plurality, the Dvaita Prapancha. The plurality, duality need not be, cannot be negated, resolved physically. But cognitively, it is resolvable as Mithya in the wake of knowledge of reality. And it is possible to arrive at the non-dual reality without undoing the duality. It is possible. Once you arrive at it, then you can see how you can understand the Mrishatmata. Tatasya Mrishatmata means to understand the Mithyatvam of the duality. Tasya means what? It's. What is it? Of what? Of that means what? Understand Mithyatvam of that means understand Mithyatvam of duality. Understand duality being Mithya. Is it clear? Is it clear or not? Okay. Why so many verses? Because it is the most difficult lesson. Very easy lesson, very difficult lesson. When it is very easy, oh, Jagat is Mithya Brahma Satyam. To say it is easy. But for us, if Jagat is Mithya, if there is understanding of Jagat being Mithya, then it should reflect in our day-to-day life. We are not at all afflicted by anything. Even a small thing affects us means we really give value to what is here. We mean the world is, Dvaitam is still real for us. Okay. Because a lot of people think we have to undo everything. That's why people say, I want to meditate. And in meditation, I want to resolve all the samadhi experience. Why people want? They think in samadhi experience, they can escape from the world of duality. That is moksha. So put all the thoughts to sleep. Drop all the thoughts. So have samadhi experience. So practice meditation. Meditation is enough. Then the study is useless. There are many people think. That is what the big lesson here. Never. See, through meditation, people think samadhi experience is moksha. Then that for them is an answer. Physically, you cannot undo duality. But cognitively, it is resolvable as mithya. How? In the light of the knowledge of what is absolutely real. And without undoing duality, definitely we can arrive at the non-dual reality. Bodhum shakyam advayam brahma bodhum shakyam. In fact, karana karya prakriya, and all, how when they use the example of a clay and pot, the clay pot, how they show pot is real because it serves a purpose. The form is there, name is there. You know, it serves a purpose because it is useful. The utility is there, therefore it is real. And then, what is this pot? Say the pot is clay. Once you see there's no pot without clay, you understand the pot is clay. You say you negate this effect status. When you don't need to break the pot, say pot is not there. You cognitively resolve the pot in clay. The form, name and function pot in clay, you resolve cognitively. Then I cannot call clay as cause anymore because there's no effect, such a thing, effect called pot. Is it? What is only clay? Like that, without breaking the pot into many pieces, you can simply say, the pot is clay, what is only clay, with reference to clay pot. Similarly, without undoing the Dvaita Anubhava, you can simply say, the whole Jagat is Mithya, because whole Jagat is Brahma, and the Brahman is neither the cause, nor the world is effect, there's no world, all that is, there is only Brahma. You can simply arrive at it, through Prakriya. But still, here the Acharya says, Brahma, Advayam, Brahma, Bodham, Shakyam. Even though the duality, experience of duality is absolutely non-resolvable physically. Okay. Our next verse.
Pralaye tannivruttau tu. Pralaye tannivruttau tu. Guru Shastradhya Bhavataha. Guru Shastradhya Bhavataha. Virodhi Dvaita Bhavepi. Virodhi Dvaita Bhavepi. Nashakyam Bodhumadvayam. Pralaye tannivruttau. Tau tu Guru Shastradhya Bhavataha
विरोधिद्वैताभावेपि न शक्यं बोद्धुमौ द्वयम्. See, Advaitin says, Advayam Brahma Bodhum Shakyam. Advaitin says, it is possible to arrive at, understand the non-dual reality. And what does Purupakshi say? Purupakshi says in this verse, Advayam Bodhum Na Shakyam. Na Shakyam. Advayam Bodhum Na Shakyam. Advayam Bodhum Na Shakyam means Advayam Brahma Bodhum Na Shakyam. It is not possible to know non-dual reality. It is not possible to know non-dual reality. Who says this? Purvapakshi. And what does Vedanti say? Advaitin say, Brahma Bodhum Shakyam. Brahma Bodhum Shakyam, he says. Advayam Brahma Bodhum Shakyam, he says. Na Shakyam, Purupakshi says, Na Shakyam. Advayam Brahma Bodhum Na Shakyam. And for that he gives a reason why non-dual, it is not, why it is not possible to know non-dual reality. Why is it not possible? For which Purupakshi gives a reason. Because again, sir, see, in order to negate experience of duality cognitively, resolve cognitively, even though it is physically non-negatable, non-resolvable, still it is possible to arrive at non-dual reality, then without even negating it, in the light of the non-dual, knowledge of non-dual reality, we can easily negate cognitive resolve duality as mithya. That is the Advaitin's teaching. But now, the Purapakshi says here, no, Advayam, I'm adding Brahma, okay? Advayam Brahma Bodhum Nashakyam. It is not possible to know non-dual reality. The reason he gives, Pralaye Tan Nivruttau Tu Guru Shastradi Abhavataha. Guru Shastradi Abhavataha. So what he says, Pralaye, look at this. Pralayaha means sleep. Okay, sleep, also death. What happens when in Pralaya, when there is Pralaya, Tannivruttau, Tat here means duality. When the duality is resolved, Pralaye Tannivruttau. See, when there is Pralayam, in Pralayam, when duality is resolved, the world of duality, experience of duality is resolved in Pralaya. In sleep, duality is resolved. In death also, duality is resolved. Even when total resolution takes place also, duality is resolved. So whenever duality is resolved temporarily, then what happens? Therein, in sleep, there is no teaching possible. Shastra teaching is not possible. There won't be guru-sishya duality, first of all. Duality is not the means, there is no guru-sishya difference also. There cannot be disciple in sleep. There cannot be teacher in sleep. There cannot be teaching in sleep. There is no teacher taught teaching in sleep. Teacher taught teaching differences will all be resolved in Pralayam. Isn't it? If that is possible, then even if you don't get up at 6 o'clock, still I can get up and talk and you all can listen. And I can also sleep and I can teach. So it's very natural. what the Purupakshi says, pralaye tannivruttau, in pralaya, during pralaya, during sleep, and okay, then the world of duality, experience of duality is when it is resolved temporarily, then guru shastradi abhavataha. Abhavataha means abhavaha, absence. Abhavataha due to panchami vibhakti. Abhavat. Abhavataha means abhavat. Because of, due to the absence of teacher teaching and taught difference in sleep, in pralaya, and due to the absence of teacher teaching taught difference, and also shastram teaching, etc. It's all not there. Virodhi dvaita bhave ati. Dvaita bhave api. Dvaita abhave api. Even though there's no dvaitam in, there's no dvaitam in pralaya. In pralaya, there's no dvaitam means what? Dvaitam is temporarily resolved. So dvaita abhave api. Even though there is the world of duality, experience of duality is not there. Still then, that itself becomes what? That itself becomes the world of duality, the experience of duality being resolved in pralaya, itself becomes a pratibandha, becomes like an enemy. Why? Advayam brahma bodhum nashakyam. It is not possible to understand, know non-dual reality. Already the teacher has given a very clear answer. But he is holding on to this palaya. Because effortlessly dvaitam goes temporarily in sleep. Effortlessly, temporarily, the dvaitam experience of duality resolves in death. I'm adding extra. I cannot just sleep alone. But still, so in pralaya, during pralaya, everything is resolved and there's no knower, known duality. Therefore, there cannot be a teacher, taught, teaching divisions. Triputi Bhedaha. It's called Triputi Bhedaha. Teacher, taught, teaching. Teaching means a shastra. There's no teacher of shastram, there's no shastram which is taught, there's no student of shastram. Like different teacher taught teaching division. Triputi Bheda is not there in sleep. Therefore, teaching is not possible. If the teaching is not possible, then Arj cannot happen. If Arj cannot happen, which means it is not possible to know non-dual reality at all. She says, in waking, you cannot undo. See, Advaitin repeatedly says, you need not undo physically the world of duality to know what is non-dual reality. But this fellow is holding on to this. Okay, we need, even he says, okay, there's all the duality is unavoidable, inevitable in waking state. The duality is not removable in dream also. In sleep, we without effortlessly duality is temporarily resolved. But when the duality is resolved, there's no teacher taught teaching difference. Triputi Bheda is not there. Therefore, teaching is not possible. Therefore, knowledge is not possible. That is his stand. So, not only in sleep, not only in death, not only in Mahapralaya, even if a person is given to the discipline of meditation and is a serious meditation practitioner, and then if at all he has Nirvikalpa Samadhi experience, after Nirvikalpa Samadhi, and even then in Samadhi also, the duality is resolved temporarily. Whenever duality is resolved temporarily, then all the divisions resolves. Therefore, something called teaching cannot take place. Therefore, knowledge of non-dual reality is not possible. This verse simply presents the opponents, Purupakshi's question itself. Pralaye tannivruttau tu guru shastra adyabhavatah guru shastra adi abhavatah shastra adi abhava shastra adyabhavatah yan sandhi there. Virodhi dvaita bhavepi nashakyam bodhumadvayam. See, duality and non-duality are diagonally opposed to each other. That's why it's called Virodhi. Even though the experience of duality, which is diagonally opposed to this non-dual reality, even non-duality, even though it is not there in Palaya, even then teaching is not possible. Because all differences, teaching taught the teacher the differences are resolved. Therefore, Brahma Advayam Brahma Bodhum Nashakyam. It is not possible to know Brahma. Okay. Let us see here. What is next?
Abadhakam Sadhakam Cha. Abadhakam sadhakam cha. Are you able to listen? And the answer comes. The answer is interesting. That's why we have to stop.